Hey, this is Victoria Villegas with Res Life. Have you ever had anyone ask you, or thought it to yourself, isn't God everybody's father? I mean, it makes sense, right? If he created every person, then he must be everyone's father. That's one way to look at it, being connected to the creator by being the creation, like being the clay pot the potter makes. The problem is that just because we wish it to be so, doesn't make it so. God's word seems to say something different about us being his children and him being our father. There looks like there might be another requirement other than just simply being created. See if you can pick out how God says we become his children in John 1:10-15, as it describes Jesus as the word. The word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him. So he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God himself was their father. The word became a human being, full of grace and truth, and lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he receives as the Father's only son. John spoke about him. He cried out, "This is the one that I was talking about when I said, 'He has come after me, but he is greater than I am, because he existed before I was born.'"